I want to ask you about Vitakka Cetasika. It looks like when it's something, there is Vitakka Cetasika touching something, the object of Vitakka. Can you explain?
So many things around, but one thing is experienced.
One thing?
Only one can be the object at a time. So what condition, moment of seeing?
Kamma.
Or pasa? Kamma is the past condition, but the moment of seeing right now, even pasa is vipaka. All seven jyotishikas are vipaka because they arise by kamma together with citta. So kamma condition both citta and jyotishika. So vipaka at that moment is also vipaka, conditioned by kamma to experience that which is pleasant or unpleasant by kamma. But different function, because citta itself cannot contact. But the reality which contact the citta and the object is there. That's why everything goes on by pasa. So pasa is the foot of the world, keep on going from moment to moment. If pasa is not there now, they cannot be seen right now. At moment of hearing, because of pasa, contact the sound and the ear voice.
So, is it wrong? At what I remember, I thought that vitakka is the foot of the world, also being described as the foot of the world, isn't it?
Because when Siri is not there, how come to experience that object? So the first thing is whether is there pasa? Is there any reality which contact?
Must be pasa.
There must be, because citta itself cannot select the object at all. Only kamma condition, the seeing and the other jyotishikas arising together by kamma. For pasa to contact only that which is present, for the seeing which is the result of wholesome kamma. Because only wholesome kamma can condition the pleasant vipaka.
Alberto, I'm trying to put what Acharya is saying in context. I didn't hear your question. Can you repeat your question?
Yeah, it's about vitakka cetasika. When he touches the object, when he,
can citta touch the object?
No.
So what touch?
Pasa.
Pasa. Just understand. Just so not quite clear it in the beginning.
Pasa contact, vitakka touch. That's how I understood it. Pasa contact, whereas vitakka touch.
And samadhi or ekatkata jitasika, concentrate. Many jitasikas arise together at moment of just moment of seeing, only one moment.
When pasa contacts the visible object in the sense door, is not yet thinking about the...
No, not yet. Just seeing the object. Does pasa appear now?
No.
See?
No.
And we think about pasa. And what about seeing now? It sees. And that which is seen now is seen. Why there is no understanding of that which appears, just think about pasa. And so, when there will be understanding of seeing as just a reality, because at moment of seeing we talk about pasa, no attention to seeing at all. Why not, even if so appear apparent? There is feeling right now. Can there be any understanding that what feeling is there now? What kind of feeling? But there must be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And when feeling does not appear, shall we think about seeing a feeling? When feeling does not appear, why not develop the understanding of the reality which experiences an object right now? It's not me, it's not anyone, it's just experience the object clearly.
So what would you say, Achan? Because there are conditions all the time to hear about all these realities, including Pasa, which do not appear. And then there's questions arise about Pasa.
Is there any precise, clear understanding of Citta?
There is no clear understanding.
Why think of Pasa?
Because we just read about Pasa.
So I would like to understand Pasa. And no understanding developed while Pasa does not appear as the object. While now that which is seen is now appearing. No understanding of that which is experienced.
But what about, for example, when you ask, does Pasa appear, and we realize that Pasa does not appear?
To understand that actually, in a moment, there is not only citta and the object. There must be the factor to condition citta. For example, without Pasa, citta cannot experience what is there. It cannot arise without Pasa, and Pasa cannot arise without citta. They arise together by condition, sahachata pachaja. They have to arise together. Can we change the characteristic of all dhammas as they do not arise together? While they do, and we think, why not, or why this, just why all the time? But no understanding of the condition of pachaja in Thai or in Pali. That's why there cannot be understanding of what is now appearing, because not enough understanding of what can be known. If they do not appear, just think about Pasa, Vedana, and so on. But when it appears, no attention. See, is that the way to understand the truth?
But isn't that just because the understanding has not been developed enough? That we are curious about other things all the
That's
time.
That's why Buddha thought about what appears now.
But just knowing that Pasa does not appear, seeing is appearing, that does not cause mean Panya will arise to be
even,
more interested in seeing.
Even now, seeing says no understanding of seeing.
No understanding.
Why thinking about Pasa?
Because no understanding about seeing also. And no interest in understanding seeing. But hearing about Pasa can also sometimes be useful, because understanding that
what
without Pasa, this seeing cannot
that
arise.
That is the story of seeing. The story about seeing at this very moment. But we don't think about the story. Otherwise, there must be
It is always a story, yes. But that is going to remain unless there's enough understanding.
That's why we learn theoretically about what is there. Just citta is a reality and pasa is a reality. Feeling is a reality. Just learn to understand that either feeling or seeing cannot be taken for us, because seeing is seeing and pasa is pasa.
So even hearing about Pasa can be a reminder about nothing can be taken for self. This seeing cannot be taken for self.
When there is more understanding about seeing, it cannot arise without Pasa. It cannot arise without the ideas. It cannot arise if there is no contact, the object and the citta. Just learn about now. See, we talk about seeing and the seeing, no understanding the truth of seeing, because we think about other things.
And that's by vitakka, we think about other things. Miccha sankappa.
Vitakka arises with any citta which is not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Even the next moment must have pasa as condition to experience the same object as object seeing right now.
And we can see from that the importance of vitakka also, because without vitakka there's no experience of objects. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting is just vipaka, result of karma. All other chittas need vipaka.
and the intellect understanding will lead to moment of directly understanding that which appears only. Now hardness appear, no attention, no awareness, not enough understanding to understand it as it is, as not finger or hair or anything at all.
And when we hear, and when we are asked if is hardness hand or is a visible object chair, we say yes, but our understanding is just in theory, in intellectual understanding, because there's no direct understanding yet.
That's why Buddha thought about reality as Paramada Dhamma and Abhidhamma, not only Dhamma. That's why there can be the question to oneself, is there me? Is there I? If not, what is that? Without understanding, it has to be me or something. But when there is the understanding of unreality, unreality must be only that very reality. It cannot be other thing. For example, seeing now is only seeing. It cannot hear. It cannot think. Just learn to understand what is true and what is not true. The truth is the truth, no matter who understand it or not. Seeing God, no matter who understands or no understanding at all, seeing is just like that, arising and falling away. And just hearing once is not enough, twice is not enough. Condition how much it has been accumulated from moment to moment, eons and eons ago. And just hearing about it, not understand the truth that when it's real and it appears not as anyone, it has to be only one reality experience. But now so many people, many chairs, many things, how many moments of seeing arising and falling away. Unknown.
But then it's not the problem that now it appears as if everything is there. The problem is if there's the wrong understanding that what's seen is a chair and a person, isn't it? It's not that there is just thinking about chair and person. The problem is when there is a misunderstanding that the person is a reality, chair is a reality, and this self is a reality. Isn't that the problem?
We just learn about what is the truth, the absolute truth. If we haven't heard words about the truth right now, who can know? That now, seeing right now is not seeing just a moment ago. Otherwise there must be the self-see, the self-think, the self-like and so on. But actually, different realities.
So, understanding seeing will mean that this seeing is not a seeing a moment ago.
And when it's clear understanding, no doubt about seeing, any reality which experiences an object can be known.
So in any case, it's all about understanding.
Of that which is now appearing. And we forget that it has to be direct understanding with direct awareness. We just think about other things, and that is not awareness at all.
And we can see that there's ignorance, so much ignorance all the time. So how can it be just little understanding?
That is right understanding. Otherwise, when we talk about right understanding of what and how right or wrong it is, not understand seeing, not understand the object which is seen, not understand the idea which make it known as something.
I mean, just take any given minute, any understanding at all? None.
Otherwise we don't know about who is the Buddha,
We don't know about seeing because we are so carried away by the object which is seen, and then the processes bring us more ignorance and wrong understanding. So it's really important to understand seeing, even intellectually. Because even intellectually, it's not that easy to understand seeing. I mean, I find it difficult even thinking about the reality, which can only experience. It's not. We always think about in terms of some sort of thing. Even seeing is something.
That's why Buddha always thought about what is there now. See, seeing is there now. So why not develop the understanding of seeing as the seeing?
In other words, even intellectual understanding is understanding now. It's just different from direct understanding, when direct understanding knows the characteristic. But the intellectual understanding is thinking about the reality now.
Yeah. Thinking, yeah. Thinking with words and...
Not necessarily word also. Just thinking. And by the time it's words, it's already not understanding. It's just...
So what do you really want to understand?
Well, seeing would be a good start, seeing.
But you talk about pasa.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen as well somewhere.
And many words about other chetasikas.
And the seeing is in the book or...?
Yeah. I take notes but then I forget about it.
What is the truth right now?
Now, so many things, and I'm trying to avoid giving the usual answer, like seeing.
Can we say that no one and no thing?
Yes.
At all?
Yes.
So when we see many people, right or wrong, see, begin to understand the subtlety of the meaning of just what is there now.
Acham, but there's a distinction to be made. You said when we see many people, it's not necessary that one thinks that one is seeing many people. It just appears a fact that it appears as if everyone is here. But if asked, we know that that is because there's a lot of seeing and a lot of thinking.
No thinking yet. Only there is seeing. What is taken for I as the seeing has gone.
I understand that. Yes, at that level, just see is already taken for self.
So it's not just only at moment of thinking that is the idea of self.
Yes, yes.
More subtle than that. Even there's no thinking, ignorance is there. Not understanding seeing.
Yes.
So what is seen is something. Because it's not the moment of understanding, just seeing, thinking about a lot. Parsa and so on, and the story of this and that. But what is that in the process? Process means that citta experiences an object through one doorway. At moment of sleeping, there's no thinking, no seeing, no one. See, is it true?
Yes.
No experiencing. So how can that be the idea of I or someone? But at moment of experiencing arising, is the experience an object? It's me. No one else at all. No thing. So it's me. The experience is taken for I. All five khandhas, the rupa khandha and the nama khandha.
So sometimes the correct answer when you ask is thinking in the same moment as seeing, and we say no, actually we don't know, and we're just giving an answer, and who knows, at that time it's already self.
But when there is the understanding of only seeing, no other thing there, one object at a time.
But that answer, that understanding is still not there.
Yes, so, can so it be there? Can it be there?
Can be.
Mm-hmm. And how come? Not just sitting.
No.
But hearing, considering, learning to understand the truth. Is that thinking? Yes. But usually we take moment of mind or process, experiences what is seen, be taken for something, made known as thing. But actually, vitakka is there, and it arrives the next moment after seeing it. See? Why? Because it cannot see, but it can experience the object that seeing experience. So its function is not seeing, because it does not arise with seeing at all. So the next moment, it's not seeing. But how come to experience the same object as seeing? It's vitakka, which touch the object. Not passa, but vitakka. Passa just contact. But at moment of seeing, it needs only passa. No need to have vitakka, because it just see. But it doesn't think about seeing. But citta, after it, cannot see at all. So it needs vitakka to touch the object, to be known, after seeing, but not see. To learn to understand whether it's true or not can condition a little more confidence of the truth, no one at all. What is there is vitakka. What is there is feeling. What is there is sanya or memory. Each has its own characteristic and its own function. Cannot exchange. Just arise by conditions. So the condition the arising, remember, only the arising. After it has arisen, no condition to make it stay long at all. So it falls away instantly. So how life goes on, not anyone's will, but by conditions. Can anyone stop citta after seeing to arise? Impossible by condition. It has to arise to experience the same object of seeing, even it does not see. But it's the same object which is touched, and the object hasn't fallen away yet. So it's time for the other citta to arise to experience it after seeing. And who knows the cittas after seeing? Sampaticcana, Santarana, Bodhapanna, and so on. No understanding about that at all. So what appears is only the nimitta, the sign, the mark of that which experiences an object. So it seems like there is only seeing all the time, but there must be other cittas in between. Many processes. Just close your eyes. How come? No one at all. How come? As soon as one opens one eyes, many things. Without seeing, can be these people in this room. Even the room is not people, it's known, because it experiences one object at a time. So when we learn about any reality, to understand the truth of actually, there is not only the reality which experiences an object, but there must be other realities which also experience the object, but not as that which is the chief of experiencing that object. The difference between citta and cittasikas.
Ajahn, seeing is conditioned by akusala karma. Passa is also conditioned by akusala karma. Mm-hmm. And also the other vipaka, citta, which follows.
So, karma does not condition only citta to arise. all jetasikas arising with citta is conditioned by the same karma. Because when the object is unpleasant, the kusala cannot condition the moment of seeing to see it, because the object is unpleasant. But when it's the unpleasant object, kusala cannot arise to experience it because of karma condition that moment to be. What kind of vipaka, wholesome vipaka or unwholesome vipaka?
And also karma with panya can condition seeing, or only...
What is karma?
Chetana.
So only karma can, but not just only karma. There must be other vipaka, jetasika, conditioned by the same karma too.
Yes. Like kusala karma with arising with panya. Can you condition seeing?
Kusala karma with panya, condition seeing. How many jetasikas at moment of seeing? Even is the result of kusala karma with panya. Panya cannot arise with seeing.
No. It's like karma when like kusala karma, akusala karma, and abhyakata karma. And I was just wondering if, because when panya arises, it is kusala karma, isn't it? It's,
but can panya arise with seeing?
No.
Not time.
I think, Alberto, what you might ask is the 10 kusala karma patha, there's 10 akusala karma patha and 10 kusala. All 10 can produce seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching?
That's why we learn to understand it. How many vipaka conditioned by kusala karma, which is accompanied by panya or not?
So, I'm not sure of your answer to Alberto. Is it if the kusala karma is right understanding, say satipatthana, that would not condition seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting?
It conditions not only seeing, not only 10 vipaka, not only 5 kusala vipaka, but also other kind of kusala vipaka, some tathalambana, and patisanti citta, and so on.
Yeah, thank you.
That's why the kusala karma has many degrees, and how many vipaka can be conditioned depending on the degree of kusala. Is it now? No understanding of what is there now. It has to be like this, on and on and on and on, if not enough understanding of what can be known.
Always being carried away by the story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what carry away?
Lobha. The second noble truth, which you were talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm. So, Acharya, when you were earlier in the Thai-Hindi discussion mentioning about the second noble truth, Lobha, do you mean to refer to that which is always ready to come in?
Depending on conditions.
And it's there all the time?
Different levels. For example, 3 moments after seeing, can anyone know that? Subtle. Asura.
Can take any object. Mm-hmm.
But how panya works, because at moment of understanding, even memory is different from when there's no panya. Right?
What do you mean? Isn't the memory conditioned by the citta and the other chetasikas at that time?
And seeing cannot understand, right?
No.
But the accumulation of seeing. Not only seeing, but kusala kamma, understanding, seeing and everything, develops. So at the moment of seeing, and at the moment of vipaka, at moment of javana, there can be panya.
That can be panya. And you're saying the memory, you're referring to the memory at that moment when it is conditioned, when panya has arisen. Mm-hmm.
Memory is right memory, little by little. It's not anyone, it's not there, it's a reality, seeing sees. So memory begins to remember the truth at moment of right understanding. Can we develop memory without experiencing an object?
No.
See?
Impossible.
Why do we talk about memory begins to remember the truth?
At moment at moment of akusala, can it be right memory?
Akusala, no.
And there's no right understanding.
Cannot be right memory.
But when there is understanding, what memory remembers?
Right,
it
memory.
Begins to remember the truth.
Yes, it's memory of the truth. Yes,
arise together. If we try to develop right memory, impossible, because only panya is there. Memory begins to develop the understanding of the truth as no one. When there is the understanding of Dhamma, you can tell the other what Dhamma is. And memory remembers at level of intellectual understanding, but it is right, not wrong, to begin to be sure that there's no one, even that reality does not show up as no one yet. See, but memory beginning to remembers little by little, no one.
But it's still dependent on the accumulated panya, that panya arises or not, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering why we have to talk about memory.
Because memory is there at moment of right understanding, remembers the truth.
And it remembers, but it cannot perform the function of understanding. So what role does it play in being right memory, and what significance does right memory?
Can memory arise alone?
No.
When it arises with akusala, can it be right memory?
No.
But when there is right understanding, can remember wrongly?
No.
So it develops together with right understanding. Otherwise, it must be always wrong. Even citta is with right understanding. So when citta arises with right understanding, the memory is also develop right understanding too. Remember, no one. Citta is citta. Cittasika is not citta, but it is no one. Even it's not citta. See, the word comes from memory, right? If even its intellectual understanding, it remembers the right word. It understands at that level because it can condition moment of talking about it correctly, rightly.
No, I'm sure, Ajahn, what you're saying is the truth. It's just that there's not enough understanding to understand.
Certainly. That's why it takes eons and eons.
That when you use the word chira, yeah, I know,
but I'm still trying to understand thira sandhya. I remember thira sandhya. I'm still trying to remember thira sandhya. I understand thira sandhya.
And not just memory, vitakka also develop too. Without understanding develop, vitakka cannot touch wrongly. Before there can be the precise understanding and very clear understanding, it takes quite a long, long time. And it depends on the intellectual understanding too. If the intellectual understanding is not strong enough, not firm enough, the sannyā is not firm, it cannot condition moment of directly understanding what is there.
Yeah, I can now a little bit understand that. For example, even intellectually, I hear the word Dhamma. Because of past understanding, there is interest in understanding or hearing the Dhamma. So I think same way, when the understanding is higher and there's firm sannyā, it works the same way also.
Because citta cannot be sannyā. And it cannot be panyā. But when they arise together, everything develops too.
When citta is a kusala, it's vipalasa, sannyā vipalasa. Must be
done. At moment of akusala. Any moment of akusala, there must be sannyā vipalasa. Ignorance is the condition of akusala.
And also citta, vichitta vipalasa.
Yeah, that's why there is ditti vipalasa, sannyā vipalasa, and citta vipalasa.
Isn't citta pandara? Isn't citta?
Citta itself is not any kusala or akusala. But it is akusala when akusala citta arises with it. How can it be separated?
I think what, if I can guess what you're trying to, your line of thought, you're thinking that you can understand the difference between wrong, we were talking about sannyā, wrong sannyā and right sannyā, and you can understand that if the wrong is not right and right is not wrong. So when you're talking about citta vipalasa, and you also citta experiences clearly the object, so what does it mean, vipalasa? Doesn't vipalasa sound like it's not experiencing clearly, like, right? It's perverted experience or something like that, right? Probably it's a different meaning to pandara.
It's just the vichikicca which arises.
Yeah.
Doubting the Dhamma. Having doubts about the Dhamma. Having doubts about
is it Dhamma?
This was reality.
Is it Dhamma?
Yes.
Is it kusala? Is it vipaka?
No.
That's why we learn to understand how many jitas are vipaka and how many jitas are kusala for chati. Kusala dhamma, akusala dhamma, abhyagata dhamma in sankhala nipapa, dhamma sankhani. Includes, when we talk about citta, it includes cetasikas arising with it. How can citta be akusala when akusala arises with it? Even its pandara itself cannot be akusala, just experience an object only. Otherwise, there cannot be citta nupasana sripatana and other dhamma nupasana satipatthana. It means that there is clear understanding of the difference between citta and citta-sika. So it can develop the understanding of citta only, even there are citta-sikas arising together.
Sometimes people think that because citta and citta-sikas cannot be separate, each one cannot be known clearly, one by one. But it's panya which understands.
Otherwise, when they are together, it has to be me or I. Because no understanding, it's not me.
And there's no path. If it could have been understood, there would not be the path.
So last thing I didn't get it.
saying that if citta cannot be understood as citta and cetasika cannot be understood each one as its own reality, its own nature, then there's no teaching, no path, no way out, because understanding can understand all realities.
So many notes.
Good. It's like chanting, but no sound.
Chanting with understanding.
Mm-hmm. That's why we know that it's not just a word we chant, but there must be the understanding of what we're saying too.
So chanting should be like this.
I'm not sure about
that. No, chanting should be considering each word.
Yeah.
Chanting should be like this.
In truth, it's a moment of considering again and again what is heard, and that is reciting, reviewing, reflecting on what is heard. But people don't know the aim of just reciting by, it's just reading again and again and again, hearing and again, and thinking again and again with understanding. Otherwise, it's forgotten. If we don't talk about seeing, who think about seeing? If we don't talk about this moment, who think about this moment? If we don't talk about citta, who thinks about citta? That is not cetasika.
Achan, you often say, consider each word carefully, one by one. Mm-hmm. So chanting each word, consider one by one.
That's why anyone who has understanding just chant little, very little, not more, tassa bhagavato, you know? Because if you go on, is there any understanding what you are talking, reciting? So only that which is understood, and remind oneself to know that there is no one, anatta, dhamma, citta, cetasika. That's why they recite the Abhidhamma at their ceremony or rite on the funeral. See, just recite, just remember the word. No understanding at all. What about understanding just one word? It's better than just recite words without understanding.
It can happen that there are people reciting without understanding, but someone walks past, hears one word, and understands.
Ma'am, I just want to hear something more.
Okay.
Ma'am, I just want to hear something more. Few moments ago, you were saying when citta context the object, we are talking pasa, then there is no I. And while it's experiencing, then there is I, ma'am. Just I want to hear something more.
I mean that no matter what is there, known or unknown, when there is no understanding, it's I. At moment of thinking, with a parsa, can they be thinking about such events in the past or an object which is experienced before? So it depends on parsa. Even in a dream, no will to dream about this and that. But it's there by parsa. That's why parsa is the first cetasika that we talk about. What are factors to condition citta? The one which arises with all citta, not like akusala, it arises only with akusala citta. But parsa arises with all citta, no matter it's wholesome or unwholesome. It needs parsa to contact, so the moment of experience can experience only that which contact has contacted. No one, anatta, begins from each word of truth. Parsa is not under anyone's control by conditions.
And sir, why you made two different words, pasa, contact,
and then you use the one word touch.
Vitaka.
That is a vitaka, sir. That's
it. Otherwise, how can there be understanding at moment of thinking? Beginning to say that it's not anyone's control, by conditions. What would you like to dream about today, tonight?
Depends on us.
Yeah, not at will. As no one can control thinking, dreaming, no one can control seeing to experience such and such object at all. All depends on karma. To experience what kind of object, pleasant or unpleasant, according to the cause, karma. Is there karma now? What kind of karma? There are two kinds of karma. Sahachata karma, pachya, that which arises with each citta. So when it arises at moment, the same moment that citta arising, it is saha, together, and chata, arise together. So whatever arises together depends on sahachata pachya. No one can change it. It has to arise together. That's why citta and cetisaka are sahachata pachya. Citta is sahachata pachya for cetisaka to arise together instantly, the same moment of rising. And cetisaka is also sahachata pachya. It conditions citta to arise together. So when citta is pachya, cetisaka is pachyupanna, that which is condition to arise, the result. So cause and result. Citta is also the cause and citta is also the result in a moment. Arise together.
I tend to make the distinction between result and conditioned. We talk about conditioning and being conditioned. So citta conditions the cetasika and vice versa
by
sahajata pachaya. But we don't talk about them being the cause of each other or the result of the other. We just talk about them being conditioned.
Is there only one pachaya?
Many kinds of conditions.
That's why we talk about just one by one. To understand
but
the absolute truth.
Usually there is a difference in English when we use the word result, cause and result.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about karma and vipaka. But when we talk about condition,
yeah,
citta and cetasikas condition each other.
Karma is one condition.
And that it's also one condition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also
and the
one
other
of the conditions
condition
is that
is
it's
not
a cause.
Karma pachya. It's another pachya.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not cetana. The truth is the truth. It depends on how much you understand the truth. Very little or more than that. To let go the idea of self and things.
I see the point of Dhamma is to let go the idea of self. And very often we come into a discussion, ask questions with the idea of self.
And no understanding of the second truth. So how can there be moment of experiencing Nibbana? One thing, the reality that Lopa cannot get close to be attached is the Lokuttara Dhamma. Never getting close. Because it is attachment. It's not letting go. So without letting go, can there be the eradication of reality as akusala? So we learn to understand the truth, one reality at a time. If we don't understand clearly about citta, they are together with cetasika. So they're I, when they're together. But just one appearing, that one cannot be I. It shows up its truth, its characteristic. For example, at moment of citta, no attachment. It's only experiencing an object, and only that object which appears, which is experienced. And it's not that which experienced, it's only that which is experienced. Two kinds of reality. And only right understanding can understand the demarcation of what as it is, one by one. We know that at moment of touching, it's hard or soft. But what about the experiencing? It doesn't show up. So we cling to that which is experienced, the five sense objects. Right then, after seeing has fallen away, and 3 moments after that, clinging is there, ignorance is there. So very, very latent, doesn't show up, and it's there already. So no matter when, even there's no one there, it's me or I there. At moment of seeing, no one, it's me who sees. Otherwise, who else sees? So ignorance, not understanding the truth, condition the clinging, not understanding that what we cling, gone, never to rise again. Clinging to that which has been experienced and gone without understanding that it's not there anymore.
This 3 moments after seeing already there's attachment, is this the expression of asava? Means is this is what asava is?
So it seems like there must be I all the time. When there is seeing, who else? It's me. Asava. No word, but it's there. I see. So arahata is the one who is kinasava, eradicate all asava, not just only the very strong one, but even the latent, that which is so subtle. Like now I see, even thought about I at all, but I is there at moment of seeing. I hear, see, no understanding of that which experiences the object, which is not the sound. But if there is no that which experiences sound, sound cannot appear, not at all. So sound does not appear to the deaf, and visual object does not appear to the blind. But the eye is there at moment of thinking, at moment of smelling, at moment of tasting, see. Whatever is there, the eye is there. Without the enlightenment of the Buddha and his word from his enlightenment, how can anyone think about reality as it is? Even hearing about it, but it's not moment of direct understanding with direct awareness of one object. It's impossible to understand the truth of that very object. And this tongue, when you understand, you share the others for Dhamma Foundation. Otherwise, there's no Dhamma in this land at all. While many people can understand when you talk about the truth, so even one person has the right understanding, it saves the person from hell, from no understanding, from being blind in darkness, from moment to moment in life, not just one life. So the best gift is Dhamma. I appreciate the other's understanding.
And it's a way to show gratitude to the Buddha, sharing the Dhamma.
No matter, no one likes to hear it, the truth, it doesn't matter at all. They blame instead of the praise because they have no understanding of the truth. Nothing which can hurt the one who understands the truth at all. It can condition compassion. And more compassion when someone do something wrong, thinking, wrong speech, wrong deeds. What will he be after this life? Or even in this life, who knows? The unpleasant moment must come from the unwholesome result, condition. And there are always Dhamma, but always ignorance.
that Dhamma is ignorance.
Right.
When someone did something wrong, quite deeply, what do you feel?
What do you think? Acharya is asking.
When somebody does something wrong, like really bad thing in front of you, you see someone doing wrong, like say murder, what do you feel? What do you think?
Fear.
Not to you, but to somebody. Fear of what?
Fear of death.
Fear that he will kill you also? I'm not saying that. Let's say Acharya is asking something wrong, it does not have to be killing. Like somebody is stealing something from somebody else, robbing somebody else. What do you feel when, if it happens in front of you?
It's wrong.
You think he's doing a wrong thing.
Wrong.
Is this what you were asking, Acharya? I'm not sure. You were asking if Akhil happened to come across in front of him somebody doing something very bad, something wrong, what he thinks. Is this the question? So just now I gave the example, if he sees somebody robbing someone, his reaction is to think that's a very bad thing.
Is there anyone? Right understanding does not hurt anyone. Compassion about the result of what he has done. Rather than blame or hurt oneself by have unpleasant feeling, thinking about the other's bad deeds.
Now it seems like in the whole of the day, most of the time, Akusla is there.
That's it. But nothing can hurt Buddha, no matter who kills almost 1,000.
See the case of Angulimala, who wanted to kill the Buddha.
Right.
You think the Buddha wasn't aware of anything, but he was not afraid and he wanted to help Angulimala.
Because he's Buddha.
Is it good to feel bad?
Is it good to feel bad?
So the understanding saves one from unwholesome moment.
Is it good to feel bad? The person who has not listened to the Dhamma,
his response will be something very different. His response will be something very different. Person who has not listened dhamma. If you ask a person who has listened to dhamma, it is good to feel bad. It shows that somewhere I is there.
Good is good and bad is bad.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, is it good to feel bad?
Again, it's a point subject.
Feeling bad is bad.
Right?
So, is it good?
Never.
But usually it's there. So, only intellect understanding is not enough. But the understanding of the truth conditions more confidence of what is right and what is wrong. It saves one from having wrong deeds or bad feeling. So we don't think about the others. No one can do anything. Even you want them to understand the truth, but if they are not interested, useless. Only those who are interested you can help.
And sir, one thing more. In the Thai-Hindi discussions, ma'am talk about the three type of death, sir. Death.
Yes.
Kanika, Samuti, and third one. Third,
Samucheda.
I was lost somewhere. I didn't.
Samucheda, what do you think?
There's momentary death.
First one, sir.
Right? And the other is conventional death. Try to consider what would it be.
Final landing.
Not enlightenment. Final what?
Final of Parinibbana.
Parinibbana, right?
Final landing, sir.
And before the death of the enlightenment? What was there in the day?
It will always be kanika.
Momentarily, death.
Always. Always be kanika.
Apiyakata. No kusla, no akusla.
Right.
Just no akusla is not enough because there are three conditions to be born, to arise again. But when it's final, the absolute, no kilesa, it's before death, but it cannot arise. That which has conditions to arise has no more condition. No more condition for moha, for lobha, for dosa, and even that, more than that, no kusala, because kusala condition birth the arising of the result. So we understand more about Nibbana. It has to be Kilesa Nibbana in order to be Parinibbana. It cannot be now, but it can be when there is more right understanding. To understand the benefit of understanding and no understanding, different conditions.
Alberto, the pari in parinibbana, what does it mean?
I'm not sure. Complete nibbana.
Complete nibbana.
I'm not sure.
Pari, pari.
And what is meant by pari?
That's what my question.
All khandas cannot arise anymore when there's no kilesa.
Pari.
All namakandas and the rupa conditioned by karma, no more. No more being. Is that nice? To be truthful to the truth is parami. Right understanding can understand clearly, thoroughly about what is what. When it's not right understanding only can know. that there is still ignorance about this and that. So there is ignorance about seeing, even there is hearing, understanding the meaning of what we say, seeing. But it's not the moment of developing the characteristic of that which experiences. I've just arrived, no shape, no form, no color, but it experiences an object. So it means that nothing there, only that which experience, which is not that which is experienced, only that. By then, no one there at all, because the characteristic of that which experiencing at that very moment show up. No one, no color, no shape, no form, no rupa, and no other kind of mental factors too, when it doesn't show up. But when it shows up one by one, otherwise how can they be appearing well in Tipitaka? So now, does what is now appearing appears well?
Unfortunately not, no. Mm-hmm. That's not Parinya yet. No.
So when it appears to Panya, it shows up as it is. But when Panya is not enough, how can it show up as not permanent? Only surely, only one object. After hearing about the absolute truth, it begins to have confidence of the truth, little by little. The more understanding of what is there now as its condition to arise. If it does not arise, no seeing at all. Before seeing arise, no seeing. But when seeing is there, it means that seeing has arisen. Not by anyone right now. We are talking, we are thinking, we heard the sound, but there is still that which is seen and seen by conditions. Who can stop that? Stop seeing right now. Only hearing is there. Impossible. This is the rapidity of the succession of reality. How so rapidly everything just arises and falls away, one by one. One by one. So there is no one, no person, no thing. Only that which can be seen, just one. How can it be a picture, a shoe, a room, see? So how much ignorance about what is there in life from birth to death, when there's no development of understanding. So it's conditioned. Just to hear Dhamma must be conditioned. What about the other life and next life? Who can be sure whether there can be hearing again of the truth? That's why this life, the most valuable moment is understanding the word of the teaching about what is there now. When there is understanding, right understanding, understand the wrong word as it's not right, it's wrong. And what condition? Wrong speech? I do, my wealth, no one there to own anything. When there's no thinking at moment of being fast asleep, is there any perception? Who am I? What's my name? Only when it's there, experiencing an object, not being asleep. But in truth, now we are sleeping like a dream. We have many things in a dream, but when we wake up, what are there in the dream? It's not there at moment of waking up at all. So now it's just like a dream. Until you wake up, no I in truth, only one reality appearing at a time, that moment of seeing, there's no word heard at all. It just seeing, and then gone, never to arise again, in the circle of birth and death, no more. Only once in lifetime now. That moment of thinking about the past, what reality is there? See?
Avijja must be done.
At moment of thinking, what is there? Arahata also think. Anyone think. Dog and cat also think, but not in words. So what is there? Forget about the foot of the world. Vitaka cetasika. Just touching what is experienced. Never let go. Take it for something. Like now. Yeah. What's in the book? Vitaka? And what else?
Micca sankappa. Micca sankappa.
Micca sankappa. Yeah. So what is sankappa?
Vitaka. Mm-hmm. But it's wrong path. It's,
when it's micca, it's wrong. Sankappa. When it's right, it's samma.
And micca sankappa means there must be micca
ditthi
also.
Yeah.
Micca sankappa is vitaka cetasika.
So when vitaka is micca sankappa, only when it is conditioned by micca ditthi, is it that? Or is there micca sankappa even without micca ditthi?
Micca sankappa, can it arise with akusala without ditthi?
That's what I'm wondering.
It's just the word. That's why people are so strict to take just this word, but what is the truth? For example, when we talk about upadana, it's the different levels of akusala. That's why how many upadana, how many nivarana dhamma, how many kilesa, different level, different kinds.
But isn't the word micca specifically referred
usually
to
wrong? Usually, it's wrong. Practice, a wrong view. So what is thinking? Why don't we use vitaka cetasika, but you use the word samkappa? See, different degrees. Because now, can there be samma sankappa? And what is samma sankappa? But there is vitaka with all cittas, with not the 10 akusala and akusala vipaka at moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. That is common, natural, always there. Just touch the object to experience it when there is no seeing. But why does one use the term samma sankappa or micca sankappa? It does mean at that very level, more than that. Thinking to practice, see?
Okay.
Vitaka, just touch that object. And when it clings so much, it is not just asura, but it is upadana. But when it's not as upadana, it's there as asva. When right understanding is not sharp enough to understand it, that is so very, very little, subtle. But it is wrong. Just different degrees of akusala and kusala. So now, when there's no understanding of no one, only different realities, no understanding, how can there be vitaka to understand? That's why it's not just ordinary, but it's about more than that. So samma sankappa is the second of the eightfold path, right? vitakka chitasika. It touched the truth. So right understanding can experience it. And it's not just pasa, it's not just sammasangkappa, other chitasikas too. But what has to be there to touch the object, the right object? Does vitakka chitasika touch the right object now? See, to be truthful. But when it's understand the object as it is, that's why it touched the object for panya to realize the truth. And it needs also tatra machatata or ekakata chitasika, that we use the term samadhi, or just one pointedness, just touch, not just touching, but more than that. Concentrate on it.
So can we say,
of the Eightfold Path, the factors of the Eightfold Path, the leader is
panya.
Panya.
Samadhi is the first.
And the second is vitakka.
Right. Because it touched rightly with understanding. When there is understanding, it touched rightly. Right sammasangkappa. Because it knows what is right and what is wrong. Only thinking buddho, buddho, can it be sammasangkappa? No understanding at all. So when there is more and more confidence of the truth, sammasangkappa can arise with sammasati, to develop sammaditti, panya, to experience rightly, correctly, at that very object, for panya to understand or directly experience the truth. No one there at all. But Asava is there. See, I understand.